You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Alex Twitter from MLB.com, here with Ken Gernick to talk about those surging Los Angeles Dodgers. Ken, I first want to start off with the topic that everybody likes talking about, and that would be Vin Scully. So recently, since we last spoke, he has announced that he is coming back in 2016. But he also said that it's probably going to be his last season. I really enjoy his comments. He's a very humble man and just talked about how he doesn't want this to be like a glorified goodbye tour. How is he going to avoid that next season? I mean, he is loved by everyone. Would you expect that there will be a little bit of fanfare as he progresses through the season?
Well, to a certain extent, but he really will be able to avoid it by the fact that he almost never travels, and those usually are kind of farewell tours around baseball, and, you know, they hold ceremonies and give gifts, and he'll avoid all that because he doesn't really leave California at all. But it's going to be kind of a bittersweet season for Dodger fans, for sure, because, you know, they know that at the end of his days at the microphone will be coming. So I think that they'll kind of savor every broadcast. Almost every Dodger fan has grown up listening to Vin Scully, you know, and he's become part of their part of the soundtrack of their lives. So it will be sad, you know, to see him go. But I think that everybody understands that the time is coming. You know, I think most of us feel that we got more years than actually we thought we would. So, 87 years old, who would think that, that any broadcaster would go that long? So it's been an unprecedented run, and he's probably the most adored figure in Los Angeles history. I've been here all my life, and I can't think of anybody that compares to him.
Yeah, I would imagine. It was interesting where he said, like, his doctor said to him, you know, if you retire, you're going to be an old man. And it was kind of like a funny comment, but there is a feeling. I mean, with broadcasters, there aren't a lot of jobs in this world where it's more fun than actually retiring would be that being a baseball broadcaster. And so many of these broadcasters, that's why they stay long after they turn 65 years old, because there's really no reason to leave it. But a lot of people, I mean, a lot of these guys worry that when they're done broadcasting, like, it's just, I don't know, it might be, like, kind of depressing. It does kind of slow you down. You don't have that action and that adrenaline pumping. You think that's why a lot of these broadcasters hang on so long?
Well, I guess, in hindsight, I should have been a broadcaster because it seems like they all live to be, 87 or 95 years old. So, there must be something to it. Obviously, being at the ballpark, we all think that that's kind of a cool way to have a job. And most of them don't put in, 12-hour days. You know, they've got the game and some preparation, usually pretty close to the end of the game. They're done for the day. So whatever it is, you know, we've seen so many, Harry Carey and Ernie Harwell, go well into their 80s. So there must be something to it.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by just having the off season off because they're the only ones that really get to do that. Well, the players do too. But anyway, okay, moving on to the actual baseball games that are going to be played. So it's been fascinating all season to be watching the Dodgers. And they've been no-hit twice in 9 days in a recent stretch of time. Yet here they are having had a lot of success against the Giants recently, which they have not had this season earlier. And now they're sitting quite a few games ahead of the Giants in the standing. So with all of the things that they have had to deal with injuries and the no-hitters, they're sitting in a pretty good position right now. I would imagine they're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, and I think all year they've felt good about being in the NL West, and really, that's a part of it, not to take away the fact they've, you can only beat the teams that are up there against you, and they've been doing it. So, 5.5 games up, in September, that five-game mark is really the cushion that you look for. Of course, it could vanish quickly, and the Giants generally don't fold. But you'd have to say up to this point, they don't seem to have the horses right now to keep up with the Dodgers. Even though the Dodgers have had some injuries and their offense has been sporadic, it's really been sporadic much of the season. And, whether they're a good team, a really good team, or just better than everybody else, you know, you can debate that, but 5.5 games up with 4 weeks to play is a pretty good place to be.
With that second no-hitter, I know you weren't here in Houston for the first one, but after they were no-hit by the Cubs, what was the feeling after the game? They had to have been disgusted, I would imagine, would be the feeling, but were they just like, hey, sometimes things happen, or were they take it a little bit harder than that?
I think they were more disgusted after the Houston one. They got beat by a real good pitcher in Jake Arrieta, and I think they just felt, you know, I mean, this guy is sort of Cy Young credentials, you know, and so they understand when a guy like that can really shut him down. I think they were surprised and disappointed that, you know, not to diminish Mike Fiers, but, you know, not having the year that Jake Arrieta is having this year. So I think, and Mattingly was pretty outspoken about it. He said he just didn't feel they were ready to play that day in Houston. When it was Arrieta, they basically said, tip your cap to a guy who's having a great season and had a great game.
I have to give props to the bullpen because I kept bringing up how shorthanded they were, to put it nicely, for much of the season. So they really had a nice run. And that 14-inning game, relievers pitched 9 scoreless innings. They've really been tested, and they've really come through. So that's got to be nice for the Dodgers to see that things might be coming together a little bit in that area, which has been a major problem for them.
Well, for sure, on this homestand, they seem to have turned it around. Won that 14-inning game. They couldn't have done that if the bullpen hadn't pitched the way it had, especially Chris Hatch, who's had a really tough season, and he stepped up and pitched 3 shutout innings, and he had never pitched 3 innings in the big leagues before. So, you know, Kenley Jensen is closing it out. Luis Avilan, who they got in the trade with the Braves, has stepped up and given them a second left-handed reliever to go along with J.P. Howe. They're relatively healthy now in the bullpen. And, you know, maybe this is – maybe because they were really struggling during the season – you know, things go in cycles, and maybe it's just the bullpen's time to step up. And it looks good for a week, but we've seen, you know, a week earlier, they had a really tough road trip. So, you know, they've been streaky, and right now they're on a good roll.
They certainly are. Okay, Ken, thank you very much. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, Allison, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.